the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the chairwoman of the House Education Committee has called the concessions Rutgers University made to pro-Palestinian protesters shocking. Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway has now been summoned to appear before that committee next week. Holloway has been publicly defending the concessions he made to protesters to get them to leave the New Brunswick campus. The heads of Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania have also appeared before the same committee to talk about anti-Semitism on campus. It didn't go well, though. Both of them ultimately were forced to resign. President Biden reiterating his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions Tuesday at a ceremony remembering those lost in the Holocaust. At a keynote address at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony, the president says hate-filled sentiments will not be tolerated.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world and requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness.
Biden faced criticism last week for not speaking out more forcefully against ongoing demonstrations that have shut down campuses and resulted in hundreds of arrests. A warning for New Jersey smartphone users looking to charge up in a public place.
Federal officials have shared safety tips when using public USB charging ports for phones and other devices. Juice jacking is a term for hackers loading malware onto such charging stations, which could then force access to electronic devices as they charge. The FCC has said it was not aware of any confirmed instances of it happening, but the commission still advises using AC power outlets and carrying backup power banks as a more secure option. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Panera Bread says it will stop selling caffeine-infused lemonade drinks. The move comes after a Jersey City woman died after drinking charged lemonade and her family filed a lawsuit. The suit alleges Panera did not warn customers of the high caffeine levels in the lemonade. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we looking to cool down to the end of the week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.